You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara in Brachas. Reb Zeira Cholish. Reb Zeira was weak, got weak. Ola Gaber Rebo, Rebo came to see him. Kabul, so Rebo was Makabul himself. E mitbach Katina Chorek Shaki. If Katina, the small one, with singed thighs, will get better, see, Kacha Yukarna Reb Zeira. That's what they called Reb Zeira. Time of Mufurish. And over there it says that Reb Zeira used to test himself out. He wanted to see if the Eish of Gehenim would be shoyled him. So he used to put himself in a tanur. It's not something we would do. I wouldn't take a chance on it. Okay, but the Gehenim called us and Bebodik Nafsh Shogat Tanura a whole mice over there. And anyway, Yehovah Bei Rabbanan Einay they gave a look at him that he shouldn't do such a thing, and because of that, you know, it's just too much of Nissim. His thighs got singed. V'karolei cotton charech shikei. That's what they called him, cotton, the small one charech shikei. So the marsha over there, the chedusha agodis, pirush Rashi the inish gutza havi, that he was short, he was midget even. Ulakach korale katina. That's what's called katina. Because of Reb Zeira, sorry, the lakach nikunami ziira. What do we know the word ziira means? Ziira means small. Betalmud Yerushalmi. In Talmud Yerushalmi, the word Reb Zeira, the name Reb Zeira, is ziira. Ziira means small. Like we know that ziira, a lot of times the Gemara says, ubebavli nivla ein. Ubebavli, they swallow the word. Like we know in Eretzol, they say enunciate the words a little better, Zeira, and over here say Zeira. Shabbos. It's not Shabbos, but we didn't say Shabbos. Right? But a Kopon, that's the Gemara. So let's see Vaita. She was Makab, that's what he was called. He says, so if it'll get better, Avidna Yumatava Abonim. I'll make a Suda Yomtava Abonim. Okay? Itbach Hitaka got better. Avid Sudasa Lakula Abonim. He made a Suda for all the Chachamim. Ravabo made Ki Matala Mishra. So when they came, are ready to go ahead and break bread and be Beitzeya Pas, right? So we used to be one person made the Moitzi, like we do on Shabbos, and we Moitzi everybody else. So Ki Matala Mishra Amalei Abzeri, Sitar Abzera, Lishon Lamar. So you, Mar, Zera, Abzera, you should go ahead and be Paris, be Moitzi everybody in the Bracha. Amalei, so Abzera said to Rabbo, don't you hold the Reichenen? The Amar Balabayas Beitzeya. The din is the Balabayas is Beitzeya, right? That's what we all know when you make on Shabbos. So the Balabayas makes the bracha. We'll see why. So Charlotte, so Taka Rabo did it. Kimat Avrucha and came time to bench. And in those days, Mezumin wasn't just that you Mezamib, you Moitzi, everybody else. Amalei Nivachlan Mar. Right, Kimat Avur, Amalei Nivach Lamar. So he told him, Rabbo told Reb Zeira, why don't you bench? Amalei Loi Sava Lamar Lahadar Avuna the Mimbavel the Amar Beitzeya Mavarch. Avuna said that the Beitzeya, the one who originally made the bracha on a mitzvah, he's the one who should make the bracha. So what did he hold? The Iu Kaman Svirlahu, and who did Rabbo told Reb Zeira to do it? He held like Amar Beyechinen. That what did Reb Yechinen said? Mishum Abshim Bayechai. Balabayas Beitzeya va'oirich mevarech. Not only is the Balabayas is Beitzeya, right? Which what happened over here? Reb Zeira told him, "You should be." But still, the oirich mevarech, the guest, you're mechaber the guest to bench. Balabayas Beitzeya kedeshi vatzah ba'ein yofa. In order, right? You should give ba'ein yofa. In order to give a bracha, that's the rachamim we know that's printed in some siddurim, some not. It's printed in the Gemara, it's printed in the Torah, and a whole shaila. Why we some people don't say it, do say it, but talk about it. As the Gemara says over here, that's the point to get it, and the orech should say this bracha. Okay, that's the Gemara. So first we'll do Rashi. Rashi asks the kash. What happened? Reb Zeira was told you bench. He told him, no. Reb Yechon says the Baal Bayis should bench. Okay, fine. Well, maybe he didn't know Reb Yechon. Then later on, when he gave him to bench, he told him to bench, and Reb Zeira said, why don't you bench? He said, what do you mean? Reb Yechon says, the Balabayas makes the bracha, and the Reb Yechon. So he knew that the Balabayas should make the bracha. So why did he originally tell Reb Zeira? So interesting, I remember, I don't know if any of you remember of Pateshnik, all of a shalom, used to be here. See, he told me that once he was at a Suda. He lived in Varsha. He was a Varshava. He was originally a Chassidish Bach. He used to wear Gatlin. Oh, you know, but you know, he was Pateshnik from Cincinnati. And then he went to learn in Bar Shimon. So he said that one time in Varsha, one time Rabbi Chanan came to two Balabatim and he went ahead and he made them bench. He said over here, Rabbi Chanan's the Balabayas. When you go into someone's Rabbi Chanan Balabayas, he's not the Reach. Yeah, the Balabayas took benching himself. So they said, what are you doing? He's the Reach. He says, over here, I'm not the Balabayas, he's the Reach. So in Rajba Shtetas, I remember when I heard the story, I remember seeing the Rajba. Ikal Medik. Imken Rabbo Hechik Amale L'Rabzeira Libatz. Why did Rabbo, if he knew that the Balabayas would say, why did he tell Rabzeira? Yeshla Meshani Rabzeira, the Hevel Ebesuda Zuka Balabayas. He was like the Balabayas over here. The Machmase Avad La Yumatav Rabban. The whole purpose of this Suda, of this Yumatav Rabban, was for Rabzeira. So Rabzeira is the Balabayas over here. That's what he held. And Tom Dabat, Sopkosop, it's your food. You're giving the food. You have to do it. That's the Rashi. Okay. So now, in Sefer Klei Chemda, interesting. Klei Chemda at the end of Parshas Bereishis. So he quotes all of a sudden a Sefer. It's the guy something we'll do with Puruvun. He says, "V'la Ekhod, I'm not going to hold back." Shezeh Ata B'Sidre Advarim L'Tfus. Rabbi Adon says he was from Poland. Rabbi Adon, Bali Yadi Sefer Orchas Chaim. Sefer Orchas Chaim, the Spinka Orchas Chaim, a famous Sefer, became a little more in halacha. A lot of Gedolim, for some reason, wrote Hagolos on the Sefer. The Bzhan Rav wrote, Daderis. So he writes, Le'echad Mechachme Hungarin. He writes, a Hungarish Chacham. He writes, it's an interesting title. Ube Sefer Sefer, Yesh Kunches Oiver Reach, Meis Kvoid Yedidi Agoyen, Muvuk Marena Rab, Rab Elia David. About the Koilel Ashkenazim bi Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh. That's the Aderis. The Aderis, Abeli David Rebunivitz Tumim, who was a prolific writer. He wrote 100-something Svarim. They say they keep putting out Svarim from him. They keep finding. And he was a Rav in Ponovich and Mir, not the Yeshiva, the Shtot. And then Seif Yomov, Rav Shmuel Salant invited him to be, let's just use the words, assistant Rav, right, in Yerushalayim, because Rav Shmuel Salant was in his 90s, and Rav Shmuel Salant outlived him. He was there for 6 years, and he outlived him. So he has a conscious arrest. So let's listen to what he says over there. Over there, in Hilchis Birkas Hamazon, Godel Beit Seya, but if there's a Kohen, then the Kohen, right, the Kohen does it. He says like this. He says, look at the Yerushalmi. Look at number two. We have the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has a Shaila. We know that a Kohen is not allowed to be Matama, but for Mace Smith, he's allowed to be Matama. Mau Shitama Kohen Lechvoid Hanasi. Can the Kohen be Matama Chvoid Hanasi? The Nasi, do you look at it like everybody is this Kroivav, it's a Mace Mitzvah? There was a Yid, Meshulam Rot. You heard of Meshulam Rot? Meshulam Rot was a Romanian goyin ader. I heard from someone that Rav Shmuel Orbach told him that him and his father, Rav Shlom Zamenhof, used to always go to the Chabina Rav to visit him on Yom Tov. So they were sitting, and Rav Shmuel and Rav Shlom Zamenhof said, Rav Shmuel was a bachadem, he was sitting over here like this, and here's the Chabina Rav. Chabina Rav is a goyin ader. And all of a sudden, he sees like a yid that looked like a chassidish yid, a galatziana yid. I think it was galatziana. Coming with a strimal, and he goes in, and they see him. They see him walking to Shabina Rav, and he goes like this to Shabina Rav. He gives a slap on the shoulder. Bereshul, his name was a Beresh. Was machste? Like, how you doing? Like, first of all, calling him a first name. And he said they wanted to take this guy and shecht him. Like, what kind of business? And the Chabina Rav, Meshulam, and he got up, Malaika Masai. Meshulam Rav was a Yid. His mind must have been like a Rogachev of mind. It was an unbelievable guy. He wanted to make a Shiva, it never happened. By the time the first year, in order to go to the year, you went through Shas, whatever he reached with Pnei Yeshua, Rabbi Kivega. He had a whole plan to make Gdolim. I don't think anybody was able. By the fifth year, you knew everything. There was nothing, and obviously the man knew this. So he was a Mizrahi. It was interesting. With his grammar and everything. So he has a Shaila, if Weitzman, can you be Metam, can Kahanim be Metamah to Weitzman? Because he's the Nasi of Medina Yisrael. The only thing was, it's written before Weitzman was Nifta. That's what they say. I didn't check out the exact dates. But anyway, so the Yishami has such a Shaila. So look at this. Kadamach.
Sentence,
was a maybe dicker cup. Kadamach Reb Yudin Nesiya Achres Reb Yana Mar Ein Kuna Yoyim Kad. He said, "No Kuna." Kadamach Reb Yudin Nesiya Barbered of Yudin Nesiya Dachav. He told him like this: Dachav Reb Chia Ba'Abel LeRab Zehira. Now, who did we learn Reb Zehira is? Reb Zehira. So not only was Reb Zehira, he was a Chavicha Tetina. He was a Kohen. You see from this Yishami that he was a Kohen. Beknishta the Gufna the Tziporim Vesave. He made him in a Beit in a Mokum Knesa when a Nasi died. He was Metame. Save means like, you know, become Tame. He was Metame. Yell that you're allowed to be Metame, Choy the Nasi. So what do we see from this Yishami? That he's a Kohen.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So he brings the Rajba. So he says, T'miyani ala Rajba. D'horab Zeyra hoya Kohen. Right? In other words, he's saying this. Balabayas is Batseya. Frek the Rajba. Why did Rav Abou give it to Rav Zeyra? He should have given it to Rav Zeyra because he should have taken himself because he knew the memories. He said, maybe he held it as Balabayas. Frek the Deris, what do you mean? According to Yishami, he was a Kohen. And the Rajba and the Magen Avraham says that a Kohen gets first. So Im Kain, if we're Kain, Im Kain Shabbat Kibdor Vabom, Mishum Kedushas Kahuna. Thank you. Oh, right, this one. Thank you. Shabbat Kibdor Vabom, Mishum Kahuna. Here, he says like this, and since Yishami says a Kain, and the Magen Avraham says that the Beit say if he's a Kain, you give it over to a Kain. So what's the Rajma's Kasha? The reason he gave it to him was because he's a Kain, not a Rabba. All right, that's what he goes through. He says, so listen to this. Ula Yesh Loimar, the Svir Le La Rajba, Karashik Subis, the Babavel, Korala Rab Zeruk. He brings Rajba that way, Rashi, and when he went there, it's a soul, Nismach Vakarahu Reb Zeruk, Rebbe. Imken Yesh Loimar, no, it's first he was in Babel, then he went there, so the Bahu of the Rabba Bemegillah. We all know, let's look at number 3. Amar Rava, Mechayev Inish, that's why we're doing it today. Mechayev inish b'psume b'puria adalo yada. Right, a person's mechuyev to be mishtaka b'yayin. Rashi says adalo yada ben haram and lebaruch marchay. Rabba v'Rab Zeira of the sudas purim b'hadi adadi. They made a simcha together. Ifsim, they got intoxicated. Kam Rabba shachtel Rab Zeira. Right, he shachted Rab Zeira. Lemacha bay rachme v'achid. The next day he was davened and then he was mechayev. Maybe that was the suda that they were doing. Lishana Amale Nasi Mar Venavit Sudas Purim Bahadi Adadi. Let's make a Sudas Purim Bahadi Adadi. So what did Reb Zeira tell him? No, he didn't tell him no. Amale Lobachol Shait Vashait Vasachashnisa. He said, it's fine. I don't mind if you shecht me. But I don't know if there'll be a mess. I'm not sure that was supposed to be that way. But that's the Gemara. We all know this Gemara. So listen to what Dera says. This is Imken Yesh Loimar. The poka kedushas kuhuna memenoi. That maybe kedushas kuhuna left him. You hear? Right, you know the chida has a whole shaila. What's the din? If the yidden in Har Sinai, when parcha nishmasen, that they have to be mekadesh their wives again. Maybe they're new entities. Their neshamas came back into them. So that's the chida has a whole shaila. What did Reb Zeira mean? Marry his wife. So the Rederis comes along and says, He's not a Kohen. Therefore, if he's not a Kohen, this is the way we quoted that the Kohen Chemda. He says, Reisi Shom, Shekoset Mal Rajba, this Kasha, Vekosetar, it's given the Sudai of Rab Zeira, have Rab Zeira Balabais. Vamailo Tirshit, this is Zeira HaKohen, come before Yishalmi. Vekosetar, it's the Maisi Zeira, Ayah Hacha Sheshachat Rabab Zeira, Vimkein, Nihi, the Hoda Achia, even though he revived him in his Machai Mesim, he says, Mekomaka Pokam and Mena Kedushas Kuna. The Kedushas Kuna left him. V'lo Eidu Maka Amar Mar. He says, I don't know what he's talking about. Dare, Kol Koyin, Hu Koyin Machmas, Shu Ben Koyin. you're kohen because he's a, comes from a family kohen. The kimin zeh pshita lo nifta kurva de misa, which is what the Rebbe Adon says, that you're still related to someone. So Reb Zera, his father, whoever his father was, he was a son of a kohen. Just because he, so Mela.
He's a ben kohen.
He says, v'im ken arei u'gamata ben kohen, melu kohen l'chol inyon. That's his time. What? Oh, but now you're saying is that that's a new person, but when you mechay. Oh, so now, so Reb Chaim Berlin, interesting. If I studies this shtickle Torah that Adaris was mechadish, he liked so much, he sent it out to many gedolim. The other gedolim quote this thing. So in Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, so the second now they printed two chalakim, the old one it's in this. Here it is, yeah. Tough Reagan Zion. Let me just find it. So it seems that Aderis wrote Reb Chaim Berlin this shtickle Torah. All right, this Vart. Let's just see it. Oh. Hine see Malas Kreta Dar. In your letter, you were writing him a letter. It's a letter, a few other things. Es Mechtava Bedava Chidudechad. You did it with some sharp thing. So. Liashiv Hodala Kibir of Abbas, Abzer, Levach Machmasma, Machas Kunasa, Abzer Koin Hoya, or he's asking a little different, not the Betzer, but why, what, he should, he, when he was Machabin at the bench, he should have said, Machabin at the bench, because you're a Koin. A Koin gets the bench. He says, Vyishiv Malas Kwait Tarasa Rama, you answered, the Uvda Da, have you bossed the Shachte Rabbel or Abzer? So this happened, Vavki Boy Rachme Leva Achim, a Komakon Kvar Botlam, a Menek Dushis Kuna. He says, I'm sure you thought that this letter would reach me on Purim, right? From the rave that you love me, shokad lavieni lidei gichuch. You wanted to make me laugh. He says, you wanted to make me chuckle. Gichuch means what?
Purim Torah.
You wanted to make me. You know, gichuch means like it's meguchach. It's humorous. It's laughable. Or ulai karaba, maybe like the Gemara says, boy lechaduta. But you wanted to test me out. What I'd say this. He says la yan. He says I can't believe you really mean this. I mean, you must have meant it Purim Torah. You must have sent to me that to be on Purim. I says he didn't get on Purim. Well, he looked at it after Purim. I don't know. He says what's the problem? So he asks him from a Gemara. Look at number four. Menayin l'tchiyas ameisim in the Torah. How do we know this tchiyas ameisim in the Torah? Shenema v'nasata memenas trumas Hashem. That when you, the base is something else. Shenasata trumas Hashem la'aron hakoyin. When you go, you give trumas la'aron hakoyin. V'chi aron la'oilam kaim. Is aron live forever? Rashi said lavdavka means is aron didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. So and trumas ma'isim started in Eretz Yisrael. So what do you give it to our koyin? V'lo lo nichnas la'Eretz Yisrael. Shenaisen la truma. Why is the pasuk seven asata ela melamed? It means about kahanim zarekuna melamed sheosid lachyes v'Yisrael naisen la truma mekan letchias ameisa min ha-toyra.
And he's still a kohen.
What? And he's still a kohen. Otherwise, what do you give it to? That's what the Chaim Berlin asked the Aderis. That's what he says.
Maybe over here it's like by the Risha with Ishishmat
Shulamet. Shulamet. Shunams, yeah.
Shunams, that it was that you have to give shias. Should I give truma meiser? And he said you don't have to because it's to do with the nes.
The what?
Because
the nes.
Since the oil came through nes.
And therefore what?
Therefore it's a double distribution. Doesn't have to once you
give it. So therefore the produce is from that. Here's the farmer cutting.
Yeah, so how would... But here he is. How's Aaron become a kohen, though?
He's amazing. The street is different, maybe.
What?
He was... Zero was through a mace that he was...
And therefore what?
Therefore, he's not...
you mean Trias Amesim is different than Nace, you're saying? You're saying Trias Amesim is a natural process. And Shchita killing is a Nace. It's a nice... It's a good point. Very good point you're saying, totally. It's a good point. That he's saying is that just like you find that over there, they say that the nays that we go in, the Klei Chem themselves, Grada talks about it, that maybe things that are benays don't have a din, they don't have a nays shaman is not good for oil and so forth. So if you machai mason with a nays, so in a chanam, it's not the same thing as was before. But something which is Trias and mason and a Torah that the branch was going to do, I mean, even though it's about the Bernishon, but you're saying it's different when we're Machai Mason, or Navi's Machai Mason, or Shlosh says anybody's mentioned Gemara had the power to be Machai Mason, different. That's a good point. But that's his kasha. I hear the difference. So Lemaisa, in this kuntres, in the back of the Orchas Chaim, the Oiver Orech, he quotes a Gemara. Which the Vice says he didn't write that to Reb Chaim Berlin. Look at the Gemara in number 5, in the Gemara in Yuma. The Shaila is, when Aaron became, how were they Malbish Aaron when they were in the Mei Maluim, when they made him into a coin, they gave him Kedushas Kuna. Ketzer El Bishim. And how were they Malbish? Ketzer El Bishim, fact, the Gemara, Maida Hava Hava. What it was. Like, what are we going to know? What's the difference? Elo Ketzad Malbishim La Osad Lovoy. How are we going to be Malbish them La Osad Lovoy? Right? How are we going to be Malbish? Who? Aaron. For what? For what purpose? It's vice days to be Makadosh and Mekuhuna again. It seems like Lasad Lava Inami. Kshiyava Aaron, Ubanava, Meshimam. How are we going to be Malbish? Ella, so Meshach will do it. You know, what do you ever. Meshach will answer that, Shiloh. Like, what do you care now? When is it going to be Negeya? When the big Chesam Mason, Aaron will come up, Meshach will come up, Banav will come up. So Meshach will know how to answer that Shaila, right? Like the Biskrov used to say on certain Gemaras, a Masha Mashiach can come this day. It says Chakala b'chol yem shiyavoi. So Biskrov said the Mashiach will answer that kasha too. That's a kasha. Okay, good. That's a question though. Over here is like, what's the difference? Elo keitzad al bishul mizbekra. How was he malbish? We want to know how to be mazbekra. We want to write pshat. So Shaila is. At that point of Gemara, he seems to learn that when the Gemara thought it's Negei Lasad Lavoi, it's Mashiach have to be Makadish Aaron. Or maybe the Gemara's Chayt, the Gemara just meant, if that's what it's Negei, maybe, who says, maybe Gemara has the better Kashas, just answered like, Mashiach will take care of that, you know, we don't have to worry about such things. But look at the Ramban, Service Ramban say for Mitzvahs. Oh, yes, he writes, talk about certain things that got be Kedusha, Kedusha, Pirashi Amar Barishan Shal Yuma Ketzad Al Bishan Amar Banu Bimei Maluim V'Tamu Ketzad Al Bishan Ma'ida Havi Hava Ela Ketzad Mal Bishan Asa Lava Loilam Abba Nami Tzar Chachinam Kshiyava Aaron Banu Moshe Ben Yomayim Hula Hansa Klaim Anishu Allah Inei Seivrim. You see from here Ki Letchias Amesim Yekachu Aaron Ubanu Atzmu Bimaluim Lefi Shekvar Batla Meshichasa Memena U'mezaroi. Or as the Meshich works from him as Aaron, he says clear Ramban that's going to be bottled. B'shasa misa. V'yu anoshim mechudoshim. They're going to be new people. Yitztachu l'skadosh. Now, he just brings the Gemara in Yuma. But you see, the Ramban learns, Pshat the Gemara in Yuma, is that it's l'maisa. V'yu anoshim mechudoshim. Yitztachu l'skadosh k'rishoyim. V'yu melum ha'el noigin beham. Except the Gemara said, we don't have to know. Moshe Rabbeinu will answer that. But you see, there'll be a new kiddush. It's vayistayis for Ramban pashtis. That Eina Chanami Kedushas Kahuna will be lost to Tchias Amei, even to Tchias Amei. So you're saying means only the. So they lose that once you Moshech them? What? Why? Why is that? Why?
Meshech wasn't.
You mean like you find by Pinchas that Pinchas is Lones Kad?
After that generation,
we mean the Kedushas Kunas, but why is the Kedushas Kunas Paka? I mean, some that comes, that's what the Ramei Adam means, some that comes through being a Ben Aaron, as we're saying. So Ben Aaron, but some that came from Mashiach, but what's the Hezma? I don't know. But the Vice says from him, at least in what he's asking from Aaron, is not a Kasha. You know, it's good. So you're saying it's not a riot, but Yeach Shia, the Reb Chaim Berlin's Taina, from the Gemara and Sanhedrin is not a tiny either. Because whatever it is, you see that, he's saying, you see from Aaron, he's going to be a Kohen. You don't see Aaron's going to be a Kohen. You see Aaron's going to become a Kohen again. You want to be Machab between Mashiach and not Mashiach. Okay, good.
But Aaron's going to become a Kohen Gadol. Who says maybe
well, no, Bonav. Aaron a Bonav means.
The
Quran doesn't say Bonav. It says, Tris may catch you Aaron a Bonav. The Ramban says.
Yeah,
good. But you see, the Ramban is understanding that way. What?
It says
who? The Gemara.
The Ramban says,
right. Kshiyavo Aaron Ubonov, you mean? Moshe Imaim. You mean Aaron Ubonov. It is, the Gemara does say Aaron Ubonov, right. That's true. What? Yeah, that's what he's saying. How do you know that? That's what he's saying. Maybe.
So why did he pick Aaron?
Good, good. So the Torah says, Avada will decide on Aaron, but you have to be Makadish them again. Yes, the Oilam means in this world. That's what they're saying. Only in this world. That's the Shaila. Unless you say what Tuli was saying, there's a difference between Yisam and Mason.
Don't you give the Shaila emphasis of Eliyahu?
Yeah.
So, but isn't there some place that says Eliyahu didn't want to go to the Beis Oilam or something?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So maybe that's already
oh, very good. That, in other words, Tosis asks Akash, the Gemara says in Bamatsia that Eliyahu went into to be Mechai Mason. How did he do it? I, if Pinchas Eliyahu, he's a Kohen. So Shaila is, what's the status of Pinchas, of Eliyahu? Because Eliyahu really never, is that called, it's not Tchias Mason exactly. For instance, in
Truman's. It's softer than Tchias Mason.
He's still a Malach. Yeah, but he never died. That's the point.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he never died. It's a Shailen Rishonim if Eishes Eliyahu is Mutta to get married. Eliyahu's wife, the Truma Sedeshin, has a Shailen. He says, if somebody Zeichet to such a Madrega, to like Eliyahu Navi, what's the din with the wife? Anyway, that's the stuff.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.